In just a moment, we are going to introduce you to one of the people behind the Enough Violence exhibit that we've been talking about since it first opened several months ago during monthly features. The exhibit currently at the Society for Contemporary Craft, where artists are presenting works in response to violence, and we'll share with you one of the people who has thought through some of the psychology behind this act that has been working to help others become more sensitive and also responsive to violence. Now, allow me to introduce to you Dr. Rolf Loeber, who is Distinguished Professor of Psychiatry and a Professor of Psychology and Epidemiology at the University of Pittsburgh. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, well, good morning. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. I understand you're a former board member at Society for Contemporary Craft, and that this exhibit, Enough Violence, came about as a suggestion. I learned of yours. I learned about this exhibit through my friend Jim Kelly at Carlo University during its germinal stages, too. Can you tell us a little bit about what you were thinking when you suggested this?
Well, it was kind of a planful thing in the sense that we all read and hear about violence, see it on television occasionally. But what is really remarkable is that we, when I say we and many people, do not know really what to do about it. And we want to kind of use the art as a way to draw attention to fact that violence is in our lives in many, many different ways. It's in our lives because of street violence, people being shot and killed in the streets of Pittsburgh and in other cities, of course. It's in our lives because of the fact that many women are abused in terms of partner violence, children are maltreated, and of course, you know, we hear and sometimes we know of people in wars. So the exhibition addresses all these issues and asks basically artists how to express their reaction to violence. And so the exhibition came about by proposing this as an idea to Kate Lydon and Janet McCall, and they and their team at the Society of Contemporary Craft then selected artists. You know, then the exhibition opened in September last year and runs until March. And I think it's an amazing experience to be at this exhibition.
Yeah, it's incredible. And one of the things that I'm particularly happy about is that this is a really a first of its kind, world caliber exhibit that has at its origin people in Pittsburgh. The exhibit likely will travel to other cities and maybe even other countries when it finishes its run at Society for Contemporary Craft. And the exhibit also is transformative. Many people have been leaving stories and other responses. And in addition, Contemporary Craft has agencies every month who are on site to meet with the public that deal with violence from a variety of different perspectives, including prevention as well as intervention. So it's really been a way to have the arts embrace the entire community to address something that really impacts every one of us, if not directly, indirectly in one form.
Well, you expressed that very well.
Has your research helped to bear out the impact that this kind of activity can have in terms of helping people have sort of a better general sense that there is good in the world, or that they are not alone in the feelings they may be having?
More indirectly than directly. Our research is basically on the two types of projects, both of which I'm much involved. They are the Pittsburgh Youth Study and the Pittsburgh Girls Study. They have about 4,000 individuals who have been followed up almost yearly from childhood into adulthood. And so because these are people from the community, we know much about why some individuals and not others become violent. We know much more about what type of violence they exhibit, and especially when young, you know, what are the problem behaviors that occur at a young age that to some degree, you know, predict who becomes violent.
So this is interesting, and you and I haven't had a chance to talk about your research, but based on what you just said, it sounds that through a population you've identified in each of these two studies, that by taking a look at things like causal factors and age, perhaps neighborhood, and other various issues, that you might be able to ultimately model to an extent what leads to violence, such that you can go back earlier and maybe consider some of those parameters that seem to be principal factors.
But to give you some idea about the complexity of this kind of task, we know from the Boy study that there are 51 predictors of violence, which are all very carefully measured early in life. And so it's not a simple thing. We can't just say there's a single cause. We know that it's also the accumulation of problems that eventually increase the risk substantially for some individuals to become violent.
How long has this study been ongoing?
Well, the Boy study, there are three cohorts. They were 7, 10, and 13 at the beginning of study. And now the two samples that we have followed up most intensively are in their early 30s.
Wow.
And the girls' study, the girls were 5 to 8 years old at the beginning of the study, and they're now between late adolescence and early adulthood.
That's incredible. Are those 51 factors that you mentioned, have those been, I'm sure they've been published in academic journals, but
yes.
Have they been made available to the general public at all as food for thought?
Perhaps, you know, indirectly through the academic journals. But, you know, these academic journals are available online. Anyone, you know, interested in that could look it up.
Yeah, and I'm sure if you just searched on Rolf, R-O-L-F, Loeber, L-O-E-B-E-R, you would be able to find this research. It's fascinating to think that anybody who works with kids and youth, to look at these 51 factors, which I'm sure are more than 51 words, but it's probably almost like a lexicon or a taxonomy, right, of characteristics. But to become familiar with these and then to think about how you can reduce these factors, because even if you're able to have impact on several, that would be huge. I would think that teachers and principals and people that work with kids informally would really want to get a hold of these.
No, I agree. And although our emphasis has been over the years to study the course and causes of violence and other problem behaviors in young people, we have actually only done recently one evaluation study for an intervention. So, you know, because one can learn a great deal from the longitudinal studies, but the key is, of course, whether young people can be taught to become less aggressive, more thoughtful, and less impulsive. And so we've done one intervention with a randomized control trial, which is one of the most strict way of examining the effect of an intervention. And with my collaborators, including Jeffrey Burke, we were able to show that an intervention that teaches boys below age 12 to think and to not, you know, and we basically control themselves, that works to reduce later problem behavior. And so there are many ways that both the longitudinal studies as well as the intervention studies really have helped us and help other people, particularly people with problematic youngsters, how to reduce the risk for later very serious outcomes.
Well, this is really a terrific research that I hope others will look into, and I want you to know, Dr. Lobert, that I have a note here from a gentleman in Georgia who wanted me to mention to you that your Pathways research was very enlightening to him working with adjudicated girls in Georgia, and wanted me to be sure I passed that along to you. So it's nice to know your research is having impact, I'm sure, on many people working with youth. Is there anything else you would like to mention? I do hope people will see the exhibit.
I want to encourage people to visit the exhibition at the Society for Contemporary Craft. It's an amazing experience to see what the artists have done to remind us about all the effects of violence. And it's not a dreadful exhibition, you know, it's not gory, but it is very, very effective. And also in the basement, as you probably know, there are drawings of young people from the Shulman Center. So that's also very meaningful because these are the kids who are most in need of help, who are gotten there by wrong behaviors. But anyway, they expressed in art their particular predicaments. So I encourage listeners to come and see the exhibition.
The exhibit does run clear through March of this year. And there's also a curriculum guide that is now available online at enoughviolence.net. Dr. Rolf Lober, thank you so much for taking time to be with us this morning. And congratulations on the work that you're doing.
Thank you. Thanks for interviewing me.
Bye-bye.